Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Elizabeth, you know what's ridiculous?
Yeah, I'll tell you what's ridiculous. The inflatable furniture craze of the late 90s. That was ridiculous.
And increasingly dangerous.
Right?
I mean, as somebody that keeps like knives and stuff in my pockets keys, and I just like to just drop my weight down on things.
Recipe for disaster.
Oh, I've been like breaking my tailbone every other day. That's a good ridiculousness.
Sure.
But I got one for you, and it features one of your favorite people.
Who?
It's not the Pope.
Oh.
It's not Elvis impersonators.
Oh.
I know. And it's also not Chewbacca.
Oh.
But you'll like this one.
Okay.
Okay. Around 4:30 a.m. in the morning on March 8th, 2011, a 16-year-old boy named Max Wade rappelled down into the British Motors dealership in San Francisco. It's a luxury auto dealership. They have Bentleys, Lambos, Lotuses, all those nice big cars, right? A 16-year-old boy's dream place to break in. Now, Max Wade, he drops down out of the roof, lands inside the showroom with all the dream cars around him. He looks around, he goes, which one should I take? He doesn't choose a Bentley, doesn't choose a Lotus, doesn't choose any of the cars you would expect him to take, unless you knew that there was one particular car in this showroom and you would know that's the car he's going to take.
Oh, okay.
Right? So instead, 16-year-old Max Wade decides to steal the yellow and black 2008 Lamborghini Gallardo Spider, valued at over $200,000.
This yellow car, and black Lamborghini.
Oh, yeah. Yellow and black. Like a high-speed bumblebee.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah. But do you know why it was yellow and black?
No.
Because it had a very unique owner. The owner, You know him as Guy Fieri.
What?
Yes, Max Wade stole Guy Fieri's Lambo. Yes.
No.
And not only that, he gets away with it. For the next few days, he's driving Guy Fieri's Lambo all around the Bay Area, a 16-year-old boy.
The audacity.
Oh, yeah. And this crime, that's just the tip of this ridiculous iceberg.
Oh, my God.
So get ready for a good one.
I'm ready.
All right, y'all. This is Ridiculous Crime, a podcast about absurd and outrageous capers, heists, and cons. It's always 99% murder-free and 100% ridiculous. I'm Zarin Burnett.
I'm Elizabeth Dutton.
And we are here to hit you with the ridiculous. Okay. Now, you know how 2011 was only like 10 years ago?
Was it?
Yeah, 10 years ago, a full decade. But in more ways than time, it was very much a different time back then. Just to give you a sense of the culture in 2011, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows is the most watched movie of that year. Huge blockbuster, right? Also, we have Transformers, Dark of the Moon, The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn. These are the 1, 2, and 3 most popular movies. Now, number 4, 5, and 6 are The Hangover Part 2.
Okay.
Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides. Fast 5 of the Fast and the Furious movies.
Right.
And lastly, at the 7th spot is Cars 2. Now, do you know what all those movies have in common?
Gritty realism.
Only if you're French.
Intense character study.
Amazing acting work. No, but all those movies have one thing in common, which is they have teenagers changing the world, if you think about it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Pirates, Breaking Dawn, whatever, the Twilight movies, Transformers, young people, totally.
Sure.
Other ones, criminals, getting away with it super fast. This is the swirl of culture spinning around young adolescent Max Wade.
Oh, Max.
It is a wild and reckless time. Now, we live in a pandemic. We don't think being reckless is cool anymore. Not Max Wade. So, picture it. Max Wade is on the roof of the luxury car dealership. Now, he lifts open the rooftop, like, hatch, affixes his rope, and he rappels down to the floor of the car dealership. Just like that. Now, he's in there, in the showroom, like a adolescent cat burglar, and he's like, okay, I'm gonna... No, wait. You have to also keep in mind with this kid, Max Wade. The kid's 16. He's never rappelled before. This is not like some kid who grew up on the side of a mountain who's like working with rocks. He looked it up on Google. He just looked up Google.
Wait, what did he Google?
Oh, dude. He Googles Mission Impossible style rappelling. He literally is like, what did Tom Cruise do that time?
Oh my God.
He's 16, you know?
Well,
what are you going to do?
Yeah.
But that's the confidence of a 16-year-old boy. They're like, I can do what Tom Cruise did in that movie. I'm going to go in and get me one of them Guy Fieri Lambos. I don't know why he talks like that, because he's from Marin County. Yeah, he would have not sounded like that at all.
He was feeling, he had a little bit of sauce. He was feeling spicy.
Oh, yeah, the extra sauce. I mean, the boy was... It basically is just like a walking dipping sauce. This kid is just flavored. Guy Fieri probably would have liked him.
He was a walking donkey sauce.
Ooh, it starts already.
Starts already.
Okay, so this kid, he breaks in. He's walking around the showroom. Takes him about 15 minutes to get to his like lay of the land. And then, now the detectives who have watched the surveillance video, they notice that he seems to be talking on this like two-way radio.
What?
Yeah,
so he's
exactly.
All like Secret Service front door to patio. We got two coming in.
Renegade coming in.
But he's just talking to himself.
Well, we don't know that because there was a janitor who was working. This is like 4:30 in the morning. Now, most of the time, janitors at this showroom don't show up till like 5, 6 in the morning, right?
Right?
This guy is there way before his shift, which is way suspicious. So these two don't interact though. But then again, maybe that's the need for the radio. Maybe the janitor is his lookout.
Yeah.
We don't know because get this, after the break-in, janitor disappears, never to be seen again.
Wait, like missing persons?
Just gone. Just cuts. Just doesn't come back to work. Doesn't get his last check. Nobody ever sees him again.
What if he was like one of those stowaway people who like climb into the wheel well of a plane and then it takes off, but he was actually like underneath the Lamborghini and then Max drove off and he's just like little bits of him are up and down the highways.
That is horrific to picture.
Yeah, but it explains it. Hello.
It does explain that. Yeah, you're right on that.
Yeah.
The logic is flawless.
Solve the case next.
Next. So our boy, Max Wade, he sees this yellow and black, aforementioned Guy Fieri Lambo. So, of course, that's the car he's going to take. He breaks in, which, by the way, he had also Googled how to break into cars.
So you can learn anything on YouTube.
I'm telling you, between YouTube and Google, there ain't a single thing that you can't find. Like, if you have like a, I don't know, 1967 Toyota Land Cruiser and you need to change the spark plugs, check YouTube. There's going to be somebody there going, here's my 1967 and I can change the spark plug. It's amazing. And it's also good for 16-year-old criminals.
Perfect.
So Max Wade gets his full-on YouTube education and manages to get this car out of the dealership. He cuts through the locks, he disables the security, he opens the roll top door, and just drives right out of the showroom.
One man operation.
One man crime spree. Max Wade is no joke. But oddly, my man Max Wade, he leaves behind his bag of tools. Now his tools are belt cutters.
His belt cutters,
cutting some belts.
You know,
some
you never
suspender
know.
Snippers. No, in his bag of tools, he has bolt cutters, a pry bar, climbing gear, and of course the rope that he used to rappel.
Right.
Now, this kid, although it seems like he's kind of reckless and kind of forgetful, he still is able to pull off, like, basically the crime of his young century. And he gets away with it. By 5 a.m., he's on the road, gone. And at that same time, you got to wonder, where's Guy Fieri? What's Guy Fieri doing? I mean, I know I always think that, but what do you think he's doing at that time?
Well, I would have to check my surveillance camera of him, stalker cam.
Your guy cam?
Yeah. He's probably like snuggled in bed, just tucked away, dreaming of fried goods.
Just dripping donkey sauce on his chest.
He was asleep in a vat of donkey sauce. He sleeps on a pool noodle floating in a bowl of donkey sauce.
On a waterbed filled with donkey sauce. Well, no. Actually, he was in Chicago.
Oh.
Yeah, he was filming.
Same thing.
Pretty much the same thing. Yeah, Beantown. So, oh, wait, that's Boston. So they just have that big bean. Anyway, putting that aside. So Guy Fieri's in Chicago. He's filming his show Triple D, Diners, Drive-Ins, and... Wait, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Dash cams.
Close. Let me see if I get this right the third time. Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. There we go.
Okay,
so he's filming in Chicago, but because he's like on set, he's like busy doing his thing, or like, I don't know what Guy Fieri considers busy, but whatever. He's in Chicago. He gets a phone call. It's his friends. Now, his friends are like, hey, man, are you in town? I just saw your Lambo cruise by.
He's all, like, no way, bro. I'm in Chicago filming Diners, Drive-Ins, and Diabetes. And they're like, this isn't Guy Fieri.
This is not
And then I like really quickly hang up.
wrong number.
Been discovered.
So he's getting these calls from his friends. Now, what do you think Guy Fieri has to say to his friends about that? You know, do you think he's like, oh, thanks, guys. I really appreciate you looking out for me. I love that car.
It seems like he's got like a lot of good friends. And
yeah,
so
right?
He's probably thinking like, wow, good looking out.
Good guy, right? So he's thinking, my friends are looking out for me. No.
Oh.
Instead, and I quote, Guy Fieri said, we would get calls all the time, and I mean all the time. I had friends call me who would say, listen, I just saw your car on the freeway. And I was like, believe it or not, there's more than one yellow Lamborghini convertible, probably in Northern California. And people would call, and we'd get reports, and my attorney would hear about it. Huh. Well, come to find out, he was driving it. Brave kid.
Oh, my God. It felt like Guy Fieri was right here in the room with us.
I know. Could you feel the presence?
I was just like, I was so confused. I was like, I'm looking at you, but I'm hearing Guy Fieri.
No, I channeled him so much that my hair is starting to spike.
Oh, my God.
Can you see it?
Chills. Chills.
So back to our thief, Max Wade. He bolts out of San Francisco, takes the Lambo out of the showroom. People are seeing him. He lives in Marin County, which is not far away from Santa Rosa, which is where Guy Fieri grew up and where a lot of his friends are. And also he has friends down in the Bay Area. So this dude is driving this car around where a bunch of Guy Fieri's friends could see him at any given time. But also the fact that he's from Marin County would suggest that this kid is a rich, spoiled brat.
Yeah, pretty much. Odds on.
Odds on, right? I mean, like, we both grew up in the Bay Area enough that we know those Marin County kids.
Yeah, yeah.
This kid, he ain't what you picture.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, so as he's driving around, other than the fact it's a yellow and black car, a Lamborghini that belongs to Guy Fieri, there's one other way that you could know that this is Guy Fieri's car if you're in the know. He has a custom license plate. to let you know, this is Guy Fieri's car. Now, can you guess what Guy Fieri would put on his custom license?
No, I really cannot. I just can't. I don't have it in me.
Turns out he has the letters G-U-Y-T-O-R-O. Guy Toro.
Oh.
Ultimately, he has the Italian for Guy Bull.
Well, isn't that the Lamborghini logo?
Gallardo, yeah.
But yeah, the Lamborghini.
Oh, no, it's a horse. The Lamborghini is the horse.
Which one's the bull? No, the Ferrari's the horse.
Ferrari's the horse, yeah. Lamborghini?
And isn't the Lamborghini the bull? You know what? I'm going to have to tap in and ask super producer Dave Kustin.
Dave Kustin, can you settle this?
The right Reverend Dave Kustin, can you answer this question?
I'm going to have to look this up here. Let's see. It is, in fact, a bull. Lamborghini
what does
logo
it look like?
Is a bull. It's a, it's like got its kind of jaunty head turned to the side, like it's going to attack something, not at you, but next to you.
But very virile.
Huh.
Yeah. Very muscular. Like,
yeah.
Oh, it's an, so
it's
like
an,
Guy Fieri.
In motion. It's like looking at Guy Fieri.
Just with four legs.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
if you imagine the Wall Street bull, it looks a lot like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I win.
There you go. One for Dutton.
Ow.
Okay, so back to my man, Max Wade. He knows he's got to get rid of this because it's going to be an indicator. So he swaps out the license plate and he uses one that he'd already taken from an Audi. He had stolen a license plate off an Audi, pretty much getting ready for this heist. So he's now, it's 6:15 in the morning, on the morning that he steals this car. He swapped out the license plates. He's going to be pretty much in the clear. And that is why everyone is able to see him driving around. He's pretty much gotten away with it. Well, at first. Turns out his luck will not hold, not because he's not a good criminal, but because he's a teenager.
Oh, Max.
Yeah. And I'll just tell you this much. It has the flavors of a Romeo and Juliet love triangle if you threw Guy Fieri in it.
Oh, oh.
But we'll be back after a short break, and I will tell you all about the weird love triangle of Guy Fieri, my man Max Wade, and that yellow and black Lambo.
Oh, dear.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have
we'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites! Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way!
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear. What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool!
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so we got Guy Fieri getting calls from his friends whenever they spot this yellow and black Lambo cruising around the Bay Area, right? He's got this nuclear yellow paint job. It's impossible to spot. In fact, the police are convinced this will be the one thing that'll help them find it.
Yeah.
How could anyone miss it? All they have to do is just wait for people to start calling in. I saw this teenager in a yellow Lambo.
Right.
Turns out, even though the kid is driving it around, nobody can actually take a photo of him and send it to the police. Nobody can get a tip fast enough to say where he is. I mean, the car is a Lambo.
Because people were minding their own business. For once, people were minding their own business.
Yeah, when Guy Fieri gets involved, people are like, I'm turning away.
Just, you know what? Not my business.
No, I tease. I love Guy Fieri. I'll stand up for that guy. If you throw up a bar fight and Guy Fieri's getting his butt kicked, I'm stepping on a Guy Fieri side. I'll take a blow for him.
Yeah.
I like Guy Fieri. He's a good dude. He does all kinds of stuff. So as I tease him, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So
it's said with love.
Exactly. Well, we all know who Guy Fieri is for the most part, or mm-hmm. at least we know the caricature of Guy Fieri with the bleach blonde hair, the bowling shirts, the flames, the hey bro energy,
right?
But what do we know about Max Wade? Remember, I told you he's not a rich kid from Marin County. So what's his deal?
He lives in Marin County.
Hmm.
And he's a proficient Googler.
Yes, he is.
Tell me more.
He's not a tech kid, though.
Okay.
He's good at tech, but he's not a tech kid.
Yeah, so what's the story with this kid?
He comes from a home that I can only say was challenged. So Max Michael Wade was born to these young newlyweds, right? They have him. It's 1994. They start raising him, but they quickly run into trouble between the two of them. His mother has to call the police, tries to get restraining orders. The father and the mother both filed for divorce against the other. It gets bad. And it gets so bad that at one point, Max has to step in when he's about 10 to stop his father from beating his mother.
Oh, God.
Yeah. The father has a towel and he's trying to choke the mother.
No.
And so little 11-year-old Max Wade steps in and basically stands up to his father, protects his mother, and it becomes something of a criminal bar mitzvah. It's when he mm-hmm. becomes a man and a criminal. He will not take guff or lip or orders from anybody who's given him some BS he doesn't believe in because of that relationship with his father, is what psychologists would
say. So, the trajectory of his life changes in that moment.
Oh, boy, does it. So, that's, a lot of people would say, was probably his origin story moment.
Yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
So, this kid, he then has to, as I told you, becomes an adult, he has to go and testify against his father in a trial.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. So that doesn't work, though, because the trial ends in a hung jury. He goes in there, breaks open his heart, tries to protect his mother, and it doesn't help protect her. The father gets by on a hung jury. So he learns that justice is not always just.
Yeah.
So these are his early lessons. And that's why I kind of pull from a man, Max Wade. I got to feel bad for this kid.
Yeah.
You'll hear why later on, why that can be a little bit dicey. So anyway, back to Max Wade. He's bouncing around schools and he's in Catholic school. He gets kicked out because he was defacing property. Then he gets over to Del Mar Middle School over in Marin County. The name has since been changed. He gets in trouble there. But before he gets in trouble, he is named the biggest rebel at his eighth grade yearbook.
Oh.
Yeah, right? You started to see the soft spot I have for this kid.
Yeah, this poor kid.
No, by the way, were you, in your high school, were people voted most likely to do kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, we had that.
Now, did you know any of the people that were, were you friends with any of the ones who got the most likely to or biggest rebel or whatever?
Well, there were only 66 girls in my graduating class, so yeah.
So you knew all of them.
I was voted something.
What were you voted?
Class clown.
Oh, booyah shaka.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at all.
How about you?
I was also voted something.
What were you voted?
You'll never guess.
Ooh. All right, take a shot.
Take one shot.
You were probably voted most likely to. You know what? I'm thinking it's something like really sweet and innocuous, like best smile.
Ugh. All right, fine. All right, you kind of got it right. It was I was voted most friendly. Yeah, have your laughs. Have your laughs.
Yuck it up.
Anyway.
You're a friendly guy. Kind.
Moving on.
Kind of. So, after a while.
Yeah, give me time to warm up.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe know me for a few years in school. I don't know. Anyway, I was surprised to win it. But so Max Wade, he wins rebel of his school, biggest rebel, right? And that pretty much is how everybody treats him. It's who he thinks he is. And
that's a red flag superlative going forward at this school.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you get biggest rebel, like, yeah, they need to put that in your permanent record in the invisible file cabinet that contains all of our permanent records.
So our boy Max Wade, he's like, you know, the rebel, and he's getting into trouble. But not only that, he's getting more aggressive. Mm-hmm. He starts a Marin fight club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like little amateur Tyler Durden, he decides, I'm going to go full Brad Pitt and like walk around and convince these other kids to punch each other. So he starts like spreading a little bit of chaos.
Well, but, and he was raised in a really violent, chaotic environment.
Yes, it's how he understands control. Eesh. But nobody gets hurt. It's not a really bad thing. But it does become an issue. He gets kicked out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is before he finishes his freshman year. He's a young kid to be kicked out of school. So what does he do? What does the biggest rebel of eighth grade do when he's kicked out in ninth grade?
Kicked out in ninth grade. Does mm-hmm. he just quit school altogether?
Pretty much. And he starts selling fake IDs and pot.
Oh, well, you gotta make a living.
Yeah, no, you gotta make a living. And if, you know, you're a young teenager, those are pretty much avenues to fun. Everybody wants to find you. You're going to be invited everywhere.
It's like that or Cold Stone Creamery.
It's either. You got choices. Sell drugs
you slave
or work
all day
at the Froyo shop.
Jack Cold Stone Creamery.
Damn crazy bald head. So he's selling fake IDs, he's selling pot, but also he's getting more criminal. At this same time, he steals his own mother's car.
Oh.
He paints it.
His poor mom's been through so much.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But he wants to get away with it, so he steals her car, he paints it all black.
Do you think he painted it with just like spray paint from the store?
Just matte black.
Just matte black. Yeah.
So he's driving around in a black ski mask in this painted
car.
Wait,
in a black ski mask?
Oh,
while
yeah.
He's
like
driving?
Like a ninja or something. I don't know. So yeah, he's
It's this Fast and Furious business that's getting the kids all worked up in the ski masks and the painted cars.
It's that damn Vin Diesel, I tell
it's
you.
It's the diesel.
I'm telling you, the kids, they cannot take both The Rock and Vin Diesel coming at them with that much attitude.
Too much shine coming off of skulls.
They're going to fall sway to that criminality. Yeah. I'm telling you, boy, yeah. Howdy.
They're blinded.
So let's fast forward. We've gotten through a little bit of Max Wade's past. Now he's 16. He steals Guy Fieri's Lambo.
I love that we're talking about he's 16. We've moved through his past.
Yeah, exactly. Now we're into
now he's at the right. He's in his golden years.
His criminal peak.
Yeah.
So what does a 16-year-old kid do who has stolen Guy Fieri's yellow Lambo? You know what he does. He brags to every mother he knows.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, guys, look at this, man. He's telling every friend he has, everybody he's selling pot to. If he gets a fake ID, you're getting to see his phone and see the pictures of the Lambo because he wants to be cool still. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a teenage boy.
Yeah.
So one of the texts, we know from some of his texts, one of my favorite ones is, man, I love my life. Boosting a Lambo and picking up a cute girl when you're 17? So that's our cocky, overconfident Max Wade. But the dude, he's no fool. I mean, like, he sounds wild and he sounds, like, reckless, but he's super smart, it turns out, right? So he does something that a good criminal would do. He hides the car, but not at his house, not even in Marin County. He hides it over in Richmond.
Oh.
And you know Richmond.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody looking for something that was stolen in Marin in Richmond unless it's scrap metal.
Right.
So they don't think that the Lambo's there. He goes over with a fake ID. He gets himself a storage unit.
Smart kid.
Smart. See, I told you, right?
Yeah.
Now, can you guess what the name was on the fake ID he used to rent the storage
this
unit?
This creative little fella. Yeah. I don't know. What was his name?
I'll give you a hint. He loves both cops and criminals.
Wait, he loves both cops and criminals.
Yep. He loves, well, really detectives.
Yeah, I don't know. What was his name?
Carmine Columbo.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Right? It just rolls off the tongue.
That's beautiful.
All right, you're spending the night with Carmine Columbo. Okay, so skip ahead a couple months. The cops finally do hear from mothers and fathers in Marin County whose children have been talking about one of the kids who stole Guy Fieri's Lambo.
Old Carmine Colombo.
Old Carmine Colombo.
Wait, what name would you use?
What name would I use?
For a criminal alias. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically speaking, I would use Aloysius Huff and Puff.
Well, that's a good one. I like it.
Yeah, I don't know. It just came to me.
We'll get you an ID that says that.
Aloysius Huff and Puff?
Yeah.
What one would you do?
I would call myself Regina Corn Tower. Because
Regina, not Regina.
Regina Corn Tower. Because it may, you know, it's like you sound like a strapping, like milk-fed Midwestern gal. Just doesn't take guff.
Oh no, sounds like she wrestles Vikings for fun.
Totally. That's my criminal alias.
Your girl Regina.
Be on the lookout.
So, the cops, who are not looking for Regina,
they're out
after my man Max Wade. They can't find him, but they start getting these tips, right? So, they call in Max Wade, and they try to interview him, right? But, one, they can't really find Max Wade. He's very difficult to find. Mm-hmm. Two, they can't get any solid evidence that puts him with the car. Although they've been told all about this, there's no pictures, right?
Yeah.
So, it's kind of looking like the kid's going to get away with it.
Hmm.
Now, just try and guess what could undo, based on the little hints I gave you earlier, what could undo our boy Max Wade?
Facebook.
Mostly, it's that he starts thinking with his...
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's a 16-year-old boy.
16-year-old boy.
He's got the hormones coursing through his veins. Yeah.
Oh, skin is pretty much rippling with hormones at this point.
His voice is changing. He's like, I stole a Lambo. And then he's like, it's all embarrassed. That's why it can't be in school.
You're much more sensitive than the most adults were in his life.
Dude.
If only he had someone like you.
If only he had Regina Corn Tower in his corner.
Regina would set him straight.
The Corn Tower family would have stood behind him.
Set that boy down.
Yeah. Said,
and just loved him up hard.
Just loved him up hard. You know.
Lord,
I'm going to ask you to shine down on this boy the way that Vin Diesel's forehead light would shine on him, but in a good way.
Prayers up like the way The Rock's hairline is retreating backwards.
I want you to push the sin away from him the way that The Rock's hairline.
So, we'll get into the dark, troubled days. On the morning of April 13th, 2012, a Friday the 13th, no less, because Max Wade also likes to, you know, really twist that screw.
Cinematic. Cinematic.
Kid's got style.
Yeah.
So Wade approaches a white Dodge 4x4 pickup truck that's parked outside a home in Mill Valley. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Inside are 18-year-old Landon Wallstrom. He's a kind of a good old boy, which is not really a Marin County thing, but there are some, like, you know, there's some dairy farms and so forth. So there is a little bit of that, like, you know, kick up
Landon.
Your boots kind of. But yeah, so Landon is a little bit of an outlier.
Okay.
He's driving that lifted white truck. He likes, you know, like a dip. Now, he's graduated from Redwood High School. He's not a student anymore, but he's dating a high school student, a 17-year-old named Eva Dedier, Eva, she's a senior, and she knows Max Wade because he sells her fake IDs.
Okay.
She's, in fact, loses so many, he sold her about 5 to 6 fake IDs.
Oh, she's just absent-minded.
Yeah, just a tan, absent-minded sprite of a girl. So he's smitten with this girl, obviously, right? He's charging $500 for these fake IDs. He's pretty much handed them to her.
Wait, so he charges $500 a pop and she keeps losing them?
Oh, yeah. She's up to 6 at this point.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's easily $3,000 right there. He's just handed over to her, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's a lot of pumpkin spice lattes that she's going without. So that's a sacrifice. Good for her.
So he's smitten on her. And Max Wade, he had texted her earlier saying, so who you spending Valentine's with? And Eva had texted back, my friend Landon. Well, that's why on Friday the 13th, he pulled up next to my friend Landon's lifted white truck. And my boy Wade, he pulls up on a black motorcycle with stolen plates because it's, you know, him. And not only that, but he's in all black because he wants to make that stylistic approach.
It's very like Matrix.
Oh, yes. Good call. Good call. And he's got a black helmet on. Keep that in mind. A black neck protector. Now, this helmet is a very special one. It's called Bilt. He's got a black Bilt helmet,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah. I've seen those.
Yeah, right. They're super cool. So he's also carrying, by the way, you know, an old Saturday Night Special revolver, like a 38. Like he's trying to kill someone in 1972.
Pew, pew.
Yeah. So the gun's registered on someone else's name. He pulls up and Wade is on that motorcycle, rocks up next to a lifted 4x4 white truck. And what does he do? He's got a gun.
Oh.
Pop, pop, pop.
No.
He lets 5 fly into the car. Landon is quick. He sees him like basically point the gun at him. He pushes down Eva's head on the seat. None of the bullets manage because the truck is lifted and he's down on a motorcycle and they all go into the ceiling of the truck.
Like, Landon, duck.
He doesn't adjust his height. He just starts capping off. And he gets so excited, he leaves one bullet in the chamber. He's got one bullet left. He's used like 5 of the rounds, one bullet's left, and he's fumbling with the gun, drops it. This gives Landon a chance to peel out. They take off and then he grabs the gun and tries to like chase after them on his motorcycle. He can't. They've made it away. They go and they hide at a place called Joe's Tacos.
Wait, Landon and Eva?
Landon and Eva, they pull up in the white lifted truck in Joe's Tacos and hide out.
Collect their thoughts at Joe's Tacos. Can we just say that, like, Max didn't understand that he just made Landon a legend because Landon's going to tell the story for the rest of his life about, and it's going to snowball every time so that, like, how many years ago was this? Like, 11 years mm-hmm. ago. Now, when Landon tells the story, like someone came up with an AK-47 and opened fire, and he like used his keychain as a throwing star and like
ninja defended, throwing star keychain.
Yeah. And like tucked Eva under his shirt and drove. Like, yeah.
Oh, I can totally see
Landon's
that.
A legend, thanks to Max.
Oh, yeah. Landon is now getting a lot of free drinks from the boys at the bar.
Oh, totally. Totally.
Now, obviously, Marin County, this isn't the home of the body bag. This is not a place, I mean, where people are popping. I mean, Marin City, you get some violence, but
sure.
There wasn't much violence. So the police over-respond to this shooting.
Oh, I
the
would,
neighbors
yeah.
are freaking out. People are calling in from the gas station down the street where they saw the shooting and when they saw the white lifted truck go to Joe's Tacos.
The staff of Joe's Tacos is under counter, like just like shivering and calling. Yeah, this was big news. This was bad business.
Just getting chunks of lime ready in case anyone comes in. So now the cops, though, remember, they've never been able to pin Max Wade down because my man is like a ghost. But
Carmine,
this time,
a.k.a. Carmine.
Carmine Colombo. he makes the mistake of basically creating incontrovertible evidence. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know this, but he did. Remember that black helmet?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
A couple of the detectives are motorcyclists. They recognize the Bilt helmet. And they're like, bro, there's only one shop that sells those around here. He couldn't have gotten it anywhere else than Cycle World over in San Francisco, or Cycle Gear over in San Francisco.
Wow.
So they pop over to Cycle Gear and they're like, hey man, you guys had anybody come in and buy a Bilt helmet? They're like, yeah, this kid came in, paid cash, he bought a black neck protector, a black everything he's wearing. They just basically,
oh, Carmine.
They're like, can we see the surveillance footage? And now they have a good sense of what this kid looks like.
Wow.
Right? Oh yeah. The net is closing in on my man, Max Wade.
Yeah.
But he doesn't know it yet, right? Now, you went to an all-girls school,
yes,
all-girls
I
Catholic
did.
School.
Sure did.
Did you know anyone who messed around with them bad boys?
I was what is known as a power nerd in high school, so I did not socialize outside. I didn't have a social life. But I do know there was a girl in my class who had a... At the time, we thought was a significantly older boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And looking back, he may have been like 19. But it was...
So she was dating a man.
It was scandalous. Yeah. And now when I look back, though, too, like let's say he was in his 20s. I was like, that's so pitiful that he's just like...
Dating a high school
dating
girl.
Dating a high school girl. Yeah. Like, what's wrong with you, buddy? But yeah, so that was, I mean, like I said, I'm sure there were all sorts of girls running around with bad boys, but... I was not aware of it because, you know, Model UN was more important to me.
Bad boys at the Model UN. Well, as a former semi-bad boy, I don't know if I can say that after also admitting that I was voted most friendly. But
Yeah, what do they mean by friendly?
If you can allow for that dynamic to occur in your head.
The handsiest.
I was also somebody who the vice principal was questioning if I should return to school. So it was a little tug of war back there. And as a former bad boy, I can tell you, it's fun, but the girls only want to have fun with you. They don't really want to necessarily make a life with you.
Right.
They prefer a guy like Landon.
They don't want to make a life with a 16-year-old.
Yeah, well, you know, a 16-year-old who's riding around popping off shots because he's mad. So I'm going to put a pin in this for a second. We're going to get back to Eva and Max Wade, Landon, and Guy Fieri, now a love square.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
and I'll
goodness.
Tell you how this one ends.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
Click, click, put your seatbelts on, get ready for a ride. We're gonna have some fun.
We'll explore and listen to the sounds of awesome places like farms, racetracks, and even construction sites.
Follow your ears, what do you hear?
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
They'll teach us awesome new things about the places and things we see and hear.
What did we learn today?
Learning is so cool.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip Podcasts on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Max Wade, as we've discussed, is infatuated with Eva. He's fighting in a love rival battle with Landon, and he's cruising around in Guy Fieri's stolen Lambo, right?
As you do.
As one does. And he's already tried to shoot his way out of the friend zone. which has apparently failed. Now, at this time, there's like rumors going around on Facebook because all these kids know what this story is. And so they start talking about like, oh, you know, he threatened Landon on Facebook. Landon's uncle finds this out. He tells the cops. The cops are like, wait, what? And then they start being able to piece this together. The only problem is they have no idea where to find Max Wade. He has falsified all of his stuff. Yeah. There is no good address. The school doesn't have an address for him. He's not old enough to really have a legit license.
Right.
He just fakes all of his IDs. So there is no way for the cops to find this cat. So how do you find a kid that you don't know where he is?
I don't know.
You can't, right?
Right.
That's what the cops very quickly figure out. But one detective gets lucky. This detective sees Max Wade enter the Marin County Courthouse on a different case. It was like a whole party situation. He gets in trouble, right? So he's there. The detective recognizes him and goes, that's that kid who stole Guy Fieri's Lambo. He follows him and notices that basically the kid goes to some house in Marin County. And he's like, that's him. So now they start basically working with Eva. They're like, you got to help us get this kid because we know he's on for you, right? They now know that he's in the area. So around that exact same time, my boy Max Wade makes a fateful mistake of texting Eva. I know I tried to kill you the other day, but
my bad.
I just want to see, are we still cool? And she's like, well, do you have any more fake IDs?
And she's working like, with the cops.
Yeah.
What's that called? Like honeypot?
Honeypot, yeah. No. Honeypot. So she's the classic honeypot. So she's like, you know, yeah, come and maybe show up in that stolen Lambo and we can go for a ride. That cool with you? And he's like,
like, go for a ride. I don't know, to like the police station or something. Exactly. It's so cool there. It's a really pretty parking lot.
Oh, me. She is why he stole that Lambo. He wants to impress her.
I mean, that's for the love of Eva.
Oh, yeah, completely. Just out of curiosity, what's the biggest thing you've ever stolen?
Oh,
Not to necessarily impress somebody. Just
that I'll admit to on here?
Yes, that, you know.
Okay, well, you know, I'm just going to be truthful.
Yeah, please.
The biggest thing I've ever stolen was the hearts of my countrymen with my piccolo rendition of Gasolina at the 1952 Pan American Games.
I knew I shouldn't have asked.
You should know better by now.
That truly is the biggest thing.
But that's the biggest thing I've ever stolen.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah. I thought it was going to be the love of the Argentinian people that you stole from Evita Peron.
Oh, that pales in comparison.
Yeah, well, you know, what can you do? So Wade agrees to meet Eva in Guy Fieri's stolen Lambo. He shows up at his Richmond storage unit to go pick up his yellow car.
Yeah.
The cops have figured out at this point where he is. They've tracked him. They know that he's there. There's 15 cops waiting outside of the Richmond storage unit. It's a Saturday, April 28th, roughly 2 weeks after the shooting event. Now, there are 15 cops sitting there waiting for him. They, exactly, right?
Oh.
They let him go in, get the car, and drive away.
Sure, they want him to.
He drives across the 580 bridge.
He went across the Richmond-San Rafael Bridge.
Yes, your old bridge.
That thing is falling apart.
Yeah, he's lucky he didn't fall out underneath.
He's totally lucky he didn't get hit by a chunk of cement.
So he's racing across that old bridge, headed to Marin County, going to Eva's place, right? The cops are still, mind you, back at the storage unit. So
Wait, so they didn't give chase? They just let him... Oh, they're just letting him...
Remember you were saying about the honeypot?
All the rope. Yep, gotcha.
So Eva contacts him, texts him, according to police instructions. She says, I can't meet you today. Can we meet later? And shines him. He's like, okay, yeah, whatever. Turns around, drives back to the waiting police.
No. That gave them time to like set up.
Yeah. No, they literally are set up. They're in trees. They're in unmarked cars. There's a plane circling over the storage
unit. You know that one of them was pushing an old grocery cart full of recycling and had like smeared stuff on his face and was all raggedy.
Dressed as an unhoused woman.
But was wearing like Dockers and Kirkland 11s. And he didn't take
and a back the blue hat.
Exactly. Just all, oh, my rum soaked bones. Like he's overplaying the whole character. And they're just like, we cannot invite Ken on these stakeouts anymore. It's embarrassing.
I told you. If it doesn't involve the waterfront, Ken can't come.
Ken has like a sailor costume on deck. Yeah.
Sorry. they're sitting there waiting in the trees. Ken's pushing his bag down the street and Wade shows up, right? He pulls back in. Do the cops take him? No. They let him go back inside. He doesn't come out for an hour. He's just, they're like, ooh. Wait, do we make a mistake? And eventually, I don't know. I like to imagine he's sitting there in Guy Fieri's Lambo just crying to himself.
Oh, he's so crying. He got stood up.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's tried so hard. He tried to kill a man for her. He stole the Guy Fieri's Lambo for her. And she just won't take him seriously.
And he's, yeah, oh, man.
Eva, why are you breaking the man's heart?
Yeah.
So eventually he manages to come out. And he had been dropped off by a friend who drove a Crown Victoria. And so a cop car. He walks back out and he thinks he's sitting there staring at his cell phone waiting for this guy to pick him back up, and he notices this Crown Victoria coming towards him, so he like walks over thinking it's his friend. Nope, it's an undercover car. The second one pulls up, he realizes, wait a minute, these are cops. He sees the cop in the tree, he bolts. He tries to make a run for it. The cops jump out, right? Now, one of the cops grabs him, another one kicks him, another one kicks him in the chest. They're beating on this kid, right? But they have good reason, according to the police. Apparently, he's like reaching for his waistband, which, you know, I mean, the kid's a white kid. I don't even know they said that about white kids. Oh, he's reaching for his waistband, but that's what they said about him.
Ken yelled that.
Yeah, so he's got a gun.
And they're like, Ken.
But turns out, homie had a loaded Glock 45 with about 50 rounds of ammunition. So he could have been like tearing up some spots.
And they didn't just light him up.
They didn't know that. They found it when they searched him. Because remember, before he just had that Saturday Night Special, the BS Subway stick-up gun.
Even so.
Yeah, but, so they find that he's got a real gun. That explains why they had to beat the underage boy.
Yeah,
anyway. Sure. He's got, of course, a fake ID on him. Now, can you guess what this fake ID is?
Oh, my God. Is it Guy Fieri? No. Guy Fieri's real name?
Yeah. That would have been a great one, though.
Right?
No, this one was Dr. Agnello Gotti. You know, like John Gotti. Remember? Loves the gangsters.
Well, and Agnello, isn't that the Fiat guy?
Yeah, yeah. Good call.
Oh, okay.
Look
yeah.
At you.
This guy.
You are on it with the Italian car makers.
It's in my blood. And apparently with Max, too.
So the cops now, they arrest Max Wade. He's busted. Everything's come down. They go down to his storage unit. They find the yellow Lambo right where it was. And I'm talking, this thing was tucked in within inches of the walls. Like, he barely squeezes into the storage unit. But in there with Guy Fieri's Lambo is the motorcycle, the guns, the outfits. He's got jammers for
notebooks
blocking. Yeah, literally.
Oh,
he had notebooks
God.
For future crimes.
Ken walked into the warehouse and put his hand on the hood of the Lamborghini and goes, still warm.
Still warm. Good old
and
Ken.
Like, oh, Ken and your crack detective skills. Can someone get him out of here?
Can we transfer him? So there also is a bill of sale. He had sold Guy Fieri's car to some owner in the Dominican Republic, and it was supposed to get on storage unit, container ship, and sent down to the DR. It didn't make it. Guy Fieri almost lost that close.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So now,
poor Guy Fieri.
The luck of Guy is going to hold, though.
Yeah.
Because now Guy, he's already filed with his insurance company because they couldn't find the car. So he's been paid out the $200,000.
Sure, sure.
He's not really, too worried about it.
Well, he loses, he finds out it's stolen, and he's not, on his knees screaming to the sky. My prized possession.
My
he's
Lambo.
Like, oh, one of my, ridiculous supercars was stolen. Oh, well.
Well, also, I'm not sure if you know this, but Guy Fieri, the love of my life.
Yeah, Guy.
He is a big Chevy man. So most of his cars are Corvette. The first car he bought was a Corvette when he first made his money on the Food Network. He bought some tricked out Corvette. He loves Chevy. So the Lambo to him is I think to impress other people.
Oh, okay.
And also, by the way, he has this car. It's shown up on Driver or whatever, Triple D. And he doesn't, the production associates benched it. He doesn't drive it. He just opens the door, gets in, opens the door, gets out. He just acts
so
like he drives
it. So it's not his primary vehicle.
They pull it up and he acts like, I'm going to drive away in this ride, my bitchin' Lambo. And then he just gets right back out and goes into the
Good
trailer.
Good for him. Yeah. Good for him.
It's as fake as his hair.
It's a prop. It's a prop.
So now, Max Wade has to go to, obviously, have a trial because he's now being investigated for attempted murder, grand theft, impersonating, it turns out, a police, all sorts of stuff. He's got, fake uniforms. The guy has jammers for police radios and for cell phones. I mean, he's doing all sorts of crimes. It's just a laundry list. And, he's also suspected to have been involved in some break-ins, but it turns out he's too slight for that. But they were trying to attach him to all these, crimes that they hadn't been able to close the book on yet, right? So now, what do you think Max Wade's going to do when he's locked up in, remind you, juvenile hall, because he's still not even 18?
Does he do something terrible? Does he, shiv somebody?
No, Max Payne isn't really that guy. I mean, even though I know he did try to kill his love rival with a Saturday Night Special, he's not the kind to shiv somebody in jail.
Okay.
Instead, he's the kind of guy to get two of his idiot cronies to show up to juvie with a sledgehammer and try to break him out.
El Chapito.
Bang! 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 These guys at like 4:30 in the morning are working with sledgehammers trying to knock down the wall.
Sledgehammers?
Sledgehammers from outside the cell. They're just sitting there smacking it at 4:30 in the morning. There's nothing going on at 4:30 in the morning.
Except
everybody's going to hear that.
Trying to break down the wall.
40 juvie guards come rushing in and they stop Max Wade from his masterminded getaway, and they go outside and they find the sledgehammers and everything, but his associates have disappeared.
Moron assist.
Yeah, exactly. So why do you think he tried to do that?
Well, I mean, he wanted to get out. I don't know.
He wanted to get away, right?
Right.
But also, he was about to turn 18. His 18th birthday was coming up. And that meant he would be transferred to adult prison. He didn't want to be around the real criminals. It was his last chance to avoid that life.
Too bad, buddy.
Yeah. So October 2013 rolls around, and we now have the attempted murder and theft case. Guess who is a star witness?
Guy.
Your man, Guy Fieri.
Oh, wow.
So, you have to understand, this is like a circus of a trial, right? So, everybody wants in on this because this kid, I mean, he's basically become an internet legend. It's 2013, so some people may not remember this. He was an internet legend. There was, in fact, a friend of his posted songs on YouTube about him. He had his own folk hero ballads, a rap song.
Attempted murder ballads.
Attempted murder ballad, exactly. So everybody is like, you know, wanting to get in on this court case. Only one reporter is allowed in the room. A student from Redwood High School. One of his alumni.
High profile.
Yeah, is allowed to be the only one in there.
Oh my God, the high school newspaper.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? So there, of course, obviously is a court reporter, right? Now, mm-hmm. The court reporter is the way that we know what it looks like inside the courtroom, since there was no press mm-hmm. other than the school newspaper.
Oh, so they're like a sketch artist.
Yeah,
type.
Sorry, yeah, exactly. The court sketch artist.
Mm-hmm.
The sketch artist manages to capture Guy Fieri in all of his glory on the witness stand. Now, here, let me show you this photo.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. Now, could you just kind of describe that for the listening audience?
Okay. First of all, we're putting this on the Ridiculous Crime Instagram so that everyone can take a look at this.
You have to be able to see this.
I have so much. How did the artist manage to make him look sweaty? meat sweats are hard to capture in pastels.
It really is. I mean, a talented artist.
Yeah, it looks like he'd have a Stussy tattoo on his shoulder blade. And the look on his face, he kind of looks like the ticket taker just told him his general admission ticket to Hoobastank is counterfeit and he's going to have to go back out and enjoy the rest of the county fair. the hair kind of looks like he was in a mac and cheese blast zone.
And I swear to God, people, there are no lies in what she's saying.
The look on his face, doesn't it look like his mom just found his trash bag full of stolen panties in the bottom of his closet? what is that weird look on the... Oh, my goodness.
Don't be mad at me, mommy.
Yeah, that's a gem. I'm going to get that printed and framed.
Yeah.
For above the hearth.
I mean, what a joy, though, to have Guy Fieri on the witness stand in your trial, and you're just an 18-year-old boy.
Right? He's bringing it.
Max Wade, coming up in the world.
Star power is what that is.
So my man, Max Wade, he gets busted, convicted on one count of attempted murder of Landon. And also he gets popped for auto theft and for possession of a stolen vehicle, for shooting into the occupied vehicle, for trying to kill his love interest. And he gets acquitted on the attempted murder of Eva. Because apparently Eva doesn't want to press charges. I don't know. He couldn't be convinced that he was trying to kill her, right?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Also, he is acquitted on the charge of stealing the car. He doesn't get popped on commercial burglary.
Oh.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a judge.
Yeah,
I have no idea. Now, remember that janitor who was or was not involved?
Yeah, the one who wound up road chum because he was hiding under the car.
Never shows back up.
Yeah.
Never. Well. So we have this one, mystery out there. Also, the other mystery,
mm-hmm.
who dropped him off when he got when he showed up at his storage unit to pick up the Lambo. Remember?
Yeah.
The cops never talked about that person either.
I know exactly who it was.
Who was it?
Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri's in the Crown Vic.
I feel like it's the end of The Usual Suspects right now.
Right?
It's all coming together.
And all of a sudden the footwork starts smoothing out.
Yeah, totally. Guy Fieri doesn't have a limp anymore. It's wild.
I just dropped my teacup. Kobayashi. So Max Wade, right? He tells his probation officer, look, I was by myself. The janitor had nothing to do with it. Nobody helped me, which seems like proof that the janitor helped him, mm-hmm, right? I mean, that just seems like immediately. So I don't know if it's like a favorite uncle or somebody.
Yeah, they're like, who helped you with this? He's like, not the janitor.
No, exactly.
Like, wait, what janitor? He's like, never mind. I didn't say anything. So, his voice is still breaking.
Still cracking. I mean, he's 18. Mm-hmm. So in January 2014, Max Wade is given the maximum sentence. Life in prison.
He sounds like a, you know, I'm torn.
How are you torn?
Because he sounds like a dangerous little guy. He sounds like he might be a little bit of a psychopath. But at the same time, like, I don't know.
I feel bad for him. I was a handful. I was a troubled kid. I did some stuff. I never tried shooting anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, shy of that, I could see how stories could be told that people would see, oh, he's going to be a big danger when he gets bigger, which never really was the case.
Yeah.
So I think Max Wade, you know, if things were different, if somebody could have taken a hand,
he
might not have, you know, been this person everybody feared.
Right.
Too late. Unfortunately, he is set up for 20 years of enhancements for premeditation of a use of a firearm. California law dooms it. So he's looking at, basically, he has to do the life sentence, the 20 years, on his enhancements. Then after that, he's got to do 16 months for stealing Guy Fieri's car.
Right.
Then he also has to do the rest of his life sentence, the other one. He's got to do another one. But luckily, California law changes. He no longer has to, what would have been that he had to serve 85% of the 21 years.
Yeah.
He then ends up that they basically change his sentencing so that now, thanks to Senate Bill 620, a California bill that gave judges the discretion over sentencing and said, no, we're no longer going to do these sentencing requirements, basically, that you have to do because of gun enhancements.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you use a gun in a commission of a crime, the enhancement, right? So they make that no longer the case. Now judges can decide, the judge of his case decides and reduces him by 10 years. So now he is eligible for parole in August of 2025.
Okay.
So, you know, that is a little bit of good news. That and Guy Fieri got his car back.
Well, he didn't.
Well, you know.
Because he got the payout.
Yeah.
So where is it now? Who has the yellow Lamborghini right now? The insurance company, I suppose, took it.
I suppose. I mean, I'm sure they sold it. So I'm sure we could find the person who bought the stolen Lambo.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll come back to you with an update on that.
I'd like that. I'm going to need that.
So other than the fact that Guy Fieri is the coolest man on earth, what was our ridiculous takeaway here?
Well, my ridiculous takeaway, I think, is that the kid is obviously troubled. But like, if you're gonna do a crime like this for a ridiculous reason, for the love of a 17-year-old girl, I say, you know,
that's a ridiculous reason.
It's a totally ridiculous reason.
I would have to disagree. As a former 17-year-old boy.
I think it's just, that's ridiculous. But if you're going to do it, just go big. And he did. And like the most ridiculous, you're going to steal a car, steal a ridiculous car. And it's not even enough that it's a yellow Lamborghini is ridiculous.
On its own.
In amazing ways. It's even more ridiculous if the car belongs to one Guy Fieri. Like that's prime ridiculousness. That's my takeaway.
I think you nailed it. Personally, I think my dude would have been fine if he just stole the car. I mean, would have, I think even Guy Fieri would have forgiven him. He liked him. He said, brave kid. Remember? He was like, hey, I like that kid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much victimless crime other than the insurance company, which I have my opinions about that. I'm sure other listeners may have their opinions about that. But that's like not really a victim we're worried about, right?
Yeah.
But his real problem was he became the victim of himself when he decided to go full Romeo and Juliet and try to take out Landon. It was the gun that was the doom. If he would have been able to just keep trying to impress her, I think she might have changed her mind. I mean,
well, and a young guy with a yellow Lamborghini, there are more girls out there than just Eva.
Yeah, exactly. So never bring a gun to a stolen Guy Fieri Lambo fight. Thanks for joining us. I'm Zarin Burnett.
I'm Elizabeth Sutton.
You can find us online at Ridiculous Crime on both Twitter and Instagram. And if you got a tip for us about a ridiculous crime that you'd like to hear about, maybe one you participated in, you hit us up. You let us know. And if you'd like to maybe confess to a ridiculous crime that you know about that you didn't get yourself involved in, you can tell us that one too. Email us at ridiculouscrime@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next time with more ridiculousness.
See you later.
Ridiculous Crime is hosted by Elizabeth Dutton and Zarin Burnett, produced and edited by Dave Kustin. Research is by the intrepid Marissa Brown. The theme song is by Thomas Lee and Travis Dutton. Executive producers are Ben Bolin and Noel Brown.
Ridiculous Crime is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.